firsthand.
Welcome to the Opinion Riot. My name is Brian Ramsdell. Today I am here with Josh Buchanan.
Yep.
Alrighty. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/opinionriot with over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, if you'd like to send us an email to the show to ask us questions, send comments, anything like that, send it to opinionriot@hotmail.com. We will read your question on the air and or suggestion or whatever if you send it to us. And also, make sure to send us tweets and comments on Twitter @opinionriot. So, what's been taking up your time lately, Josh? What have you been up to?
A kid.
Your kid? Yeah, they did take up a lot of time. Yeah. You been to the movies recently?
To the movies?
Yeah. No. But do you, like, watch movies at home?
Yes.
You see anything recently?
A few.
You know you're on microphone, right? You can be more descriptive than that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I watch too many movies to keep track of.
Okay, well, let's try to go through the last couple. Anything good? Anything of note?
Good of note.
I know we watched that one movie, but we'll bring that up later.
Right. Men in Black 3, okay.
Care to elaborate or just okay?
Nah, just okay.
Okay. Any better or worse than the first two?
Storyline thickens a little bit, but stays pretty much Men in Black, so.
Men in black suits shooting aliens?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing really of mention. Battle Royale series, that was pretty intense. First one far better than second one.
Battle Royale, the Japanese Battle Royale?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen those too. The I agree the first one is definitely better than the second one. Because it's just kind of like you really don't expect what's going on. Like the guy busts into the school and then he's like, alright, you kids have to kill each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, huh?
And then he kills them.
Well,
and then they go kill each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. There are a couple that die in the classroom.
Yeah, the one that gets his throat blown up, and then the other one that...
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Stabbed in the head.
It's been a while since I've seen the first one. I just recently watched the second one, but...
Need upgrading to the...
Yeah, our chairs are complaining.
It's because we're both very fat men.
Yes. What were we talking about?
Movies.
Battle Royale. That's right. Yeah. The second one. Yes. The second one, I...
Far reach for good. That's for sure.
Well, it was just... it was really similar to the first one, but then it tried to throw in, like, a couple of kinks and, like, weird things here and there.
Didn't work.
Like, the whole, like, D-Day storming the beach type thing was kind of weird for me. Like, where they were up on the mansion, up on top of the hill, and they were shooting the boats that were coming in.
Yeah, that brought me back to some, Saving Private Ryan Day there.
Yeah, but it wasn't even, like, close to being as good.
Well, right, but same scene.
Yeah. So you watched those.
Yeah.
And
let's see here. It'll be a lot easier if I could just pull up my Netflix account and tell you what I've watched lately.
Oh, man, you have to rely on your memory? Oh, darn.
Wow. No, I've been watching Hulu, movie trailers.
Movie trailers.
Right. For movies that I want to see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's talk about that. What are movies that are coming up that you want to see?
World War Z.
World War Z.
Yeah.
Based on the Max Brooks novel.
Sure.
It's based on the Max Brooks novel.
Okay.
I know you're a big zombie guy. Yeah. You like zombie movies, but what in particular intrigues you about this one?
Well, Brad Pitt's pretty hot, so.
Definitely.
I don't know, it looks different than most zombie movies. When zombies move faster, they don't look all ragged and eaten. They look normal. They're just crazy as fuck.
Well, and I think one of the bigger differences, too, is that you mentioned it while we were watching the trailer, is that they look like ants. Like, there's just so many of them. It's just a swarm. Okay. And it feels so overwhelming. It makes you feel so claustrophobic. And, like, right. there's, like, backed into a corner kind of feel.
It's going to be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing that, too. Like I was telling you earlier, I did see something a long time ago that said that they were going to try to get this movie off the ground. They were going to make the World War Z movie based on the book, and that Brad Pitt was attached. And I was kind of like, the first time I heard that, I was like, Brad Pitt, really, in a zombie movie?
Yeah, but like a boss.
Oh, man. It looks like it's going to work. It looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah. Let's hope he doesn't go all Fight Club on him, you know?
Well, he could.
You never know.
Just bust some zombie heads.
Edward Norton up in there.
Cracking skulls. Anything else?
No.
No Pain and Gain, no Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Pain and Gain. It's going to be funny.
Yeah.
Iron Man
3.
This is going to be an epic year for movies.
Kick-Ass 2.
Kick-Ass 2. Sin City 2.
Sin City 2.
Thor 2.
Thor 2.
Epic year for movies. Man of Steel.
Man of Steel, yeah. And Spider-Man 2, I think, is out this year.
I don't know.
Or maybe a year after.
Spider-Man guy.
I know you're not. You're all about the Hulk.
Yeah, Hulk rocks.
So I can't remember what I watched before the Battle Royale series, because you told me that you were watching those, so I caught up on the second one, because I had seen the first one a long time ago. I think I already said that. But, I can't remember what I saw after that. Before that, but the last movies I saw in the theater were Les Mis and Django Unchained. I saw those kind of almost back to back, and both of them were really, really good, both for very different reasons.
The last one I saw was This Is 40. That was, of course, with the wife.
Yeah.
And then Seven Psychopaths before that,
so. Right. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. Seven Psychopaths.
Amazing. So
I saw that too.
Amazing. The end.
True.
I can watch that one again right now.
It doesn't have to be the end, though. We can keep talking about it.
Yeah, but it's epic. It's like cold humor, like Boondock Saints. But
right.
Amazing action and nerdy shit in there, too, that just makes you think. And
It's kind of like a pot of stew. It's got everything in there.
Yeah.
Like,
and it has Christopher Walken, so.
Christopher Walken, yeah. And Sam Rockwell.
Yes.
I think one of the most underrated actors.
Probably.
In Hollywood right now. So, yeah, that movie was really good. It wasn't really at all like what I was expecting. Like, when I stepped into the theater, I was like, all right, this is going to be like an action with a little bit of comedy or something like that. But it was totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of blew your mind. Pretty epic.
Yeah, and I was like, it was the first time in a long time that I was in the theater by myself, and I was like, tears rolling down my cheeks. I was laughing so hard at the part where he's describing his plan to everybody else, and it's flashing to different screens where it's playing out what he's describing.
In the graveyard, and he's just blasting people. Pulling out the shoddy and just...
But he's like, this guy's head explodes, and then I dive over here, and then for some weird reason, this chick has a wet t-shirt on, and her tits are showing through, and it's like... He's like describing all these really, really epic things that are happening, and it's showing it at the same time.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and he's... But while he's describing it, it's like three guys in the desert around a campfire, so it's very not epic. And he's like falling over onto a cooler while he's describing
drunk.
It.
Right.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Drinking will do that to you.
What?
Yes.
You'll fall down?
Yeah, sometimes. Oh. I have scars to prove it.
Okay. All right, so should we jump into the movie review?
Sounds good to me.
Let's do it. Okay, well, let me just do a little description here. We are going to try to do a movie review on each show. Even if it's a different guest every week, I'm going to have the person that will be coming on watch the same movie as I'll watch, like, the day before or whenever during the week, in between the last one. And we can do kind of a short review on the show. And it's not necessarily going to be, like, the newest, biggest blockbuster or anything like that. It'll probably be something that's a little smaller, a little more obscure, something that maybe all the listeners haven't heard of before. So they can be like, oh, that sounds interesting. Maybe I'll check that out. Or... oh, that sounds like a piece of shit. I'm not going to check that out at all. Either way, we're going to try and find a movie that we both watch and then kind of talk about it. And it's going to be very spoiler-filled, so make sure you know that at the beginning. If you want to turn the podcast off right now and go watch it and then come back to the podcast afterwards so you can kind of follow along, that's totally fine. Or you can listen to the whole thing through and decide whether you want to watch it or not. Either way. So the movie we watched was Vile.
It was quite vile.
Kind of. It's like an indie torture horror is how I would describe it.
Right.
And I knew it was indie the second it came on because it said Vile Productions LLC. So you know when the title of the movie is the same as the title of the production company,
right,
it's probably very indie. So, first reactions.
I don't know, at the beginning when he's like ripping the guy's chest open and then stuff dripping out of the back of his neck and then putting salt on his hands and rubbing it on the wound and...
Right.
I don't know, that was pretty epic. I mean, they did real good special effects on that.
Yeah, it was a crazy opener.
Right. And it got you hooked, and that was the good thing.
And you didn't understand what was going on until later, because right, you saw the stuff that was coming down,
right,
like the juice or the whatever it was. Yeah.
Thinking
and then,
it's blood, and then it goes in, and then they make drugs out of it, of course. So,
right, which comes in later.
Right.
So, do you want to do the plot synopsis, or should I?
Go for it.
Okay. So, the idea is that there's these five people, or these four people that are camping.
Right.
And they get picked up by this lady who is
needs gas.
She needs gas. She's playing this kind of fake role where she's like, oh, my car is stranded, blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of one of the pretty obvious kind of, you know, hitches where it's like, oh, this lady is obviously trying to get, you know, get something out of him or whatever. Especially since, you know, you're watching a horror movie, so you're like, oh, she's leading them somewhere where something bad is going to happen. So that was kind of obvious, but she leads them. She captures them, and then the next thing you see is that they're waking up inside this house.
Tied to chairs,
where there are these other people around that are awake.
Five
other people.
Right. Who want to hurt them.
Who want to hurt them, but they don't know why.
Right. The video said so.
I'm getting there. Jesus. And so then the people that are already awake say, hey, let's go upstairs and check out this video that we already watched. And so the people that are in there watch the video, and they're like, the video says, you are like,
hooked to machines that will pull the dopamine and serotonin and things out of your brain when you are induced to pain, which we will then make a drug out of.
So. Right. So they have these contraptions hooked up to the back of their neck and their heads and stuff, which is supposedly pulling out dopamine and other drugs and stuff
which
from their brain.
BS, but anyways.
Right. But it's kind of...
fun.
That's what their whole premise hangs on.
Right.
So they had to kind of make that seem as legitimate as possible.
Right.
So then after the video ends, then they... one of the guys tries to play a hero and starts pulling it out of his head and then immediately dies.
Right, because so, there's also another vial on the back of their head filled with poison.
Right, so, that if you try to tamper with it, then it will kill you.
Correct.
And also, on the screen where the video was, there's also a percentage bar that says when you feel pain and the drugs are coming into the little vial, then
the percentage goes up.
And then once you get 100%... then everybody gets to leave.
Yeah.
And so, I want to point out something right now that's that part of that movie. When the kid with the long hair...
right, surfer dude. Surfer hick dude.
Kind of, yeah. He was like, oh, there's no way out, man. And then everybody was like, oh, well, we should go, like, check and, like, smash things or, like, try to break something. He's like, yeah, there's no way. We already looked. And immediately they trust him.
Right.
Nobody goes to check every door, check every window.
But at the same time, he said, we checked. Because remember, him and the other four were still awake.
I still wouldn't have trusted him if I've just woken up. I'd be looking everywhere in that place. I'd be looking for loose floorboards. I'd be looking for everything.
Plus, it ain't shit. It's wood. I mean, you can get through that.
That bugged me too later, because you see windows all over the place with just literally
boards
Boards.
Right. Yeah.
Plywood boards.
That's hard to get through.
Where it's like, you have like stuff you can put, chairs, whatever.
To fast forward to the end, when they get out, you're not even really in a house. You're in like a warehouse, because the door that they bust open isn't a door to a home. It's
no, because it goes onto a hallway. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Right.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, that just had to fast forward till you can be like, what the fuck? So, odd.
Yes. Okay, and so now we're back to where they're discussing things.
Right.
And so this one guy speaks up and says, okay, I'll go first. And so he says, do whatever you want to do to me, all this kind of stuff. So they go down into the basement
First they take a vote on how they're going to do it.
Oh, right, and they decide to split it up.
Split it 14%, 14.5% per person, which would equal out to 100%.
Right.
Get them all free.
Right. And so this guy says, hey, I'll go first, or whatever. You know, I got a kid.
Well, and they have 24 hours to complete this, too.
Right, yeah. We forgot that big, important thing. And so he says, I'll go first. I'll volunteer. And so they take him down to the basement where they got all these instruments and tools and all this kind of stuff or whatever, and they start pulling off his fingernails.
Well, they tied him to the table first.
Well, yeah. Okay, I guess that's not implied. But they tied him to the table, put a piece of wood in his mouth so that, you know, he could bite down on it or whatever for the pain. And so they start doing all these things to him or whatever, and he's feeling pain. And this chick...
Crazy bitch.
The chick in the yellow shirt. Crazy I can't bitch. Remember what her name was, but...
Tara. That's her name. She's a bitch.
Well, she starts going crazy. Like, she starts doing things to this guy, like, that nobody else is even doing. She's, like, stabbing him.
His kneecap with a screwdriver.
And she breaks his leg, and she's, like, going crazy. Right. Oh, wait. This is after, when they had their initial discussion, somebody suggested that they just have sex, because sex
releases... the long-haired hippie dude.
...releases dopamine as well.
And serotonin.
Right. And she was like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So she would rather torture a person and break their leg and stab their kneecap than have sex with any of those guys, which I find really hard to believe if your life is in jeopardy.
Right, she looks like a skank anyway, so...
True. So she's going crazy on this guy or whatever, and they decide to stop with him or whatever, and so they need to go back to discussing what they should do.
And then they decide to go to half of 14% twice so that they can...
Well, before they do that, something that really bugged me is the same chick... After all that, after everything she did to that guy, was like, well, maybe we should just wait until the timer runs out and not do anything.
No, that was the blonde chick with the big boobs.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
Uh-uh. It was the same chick, which is why I remembered, because it bugged me. Because I was like, you were just, like, almost murdering that dude, and now you want to just, like, chill and wait for the timer to run out and see what happens?
Yeah.
And that's where the premise where the vial comes in with the poison in it, because they figure that out, because they're like, oh, we can't just wait till the timer runs out, because they'll just kill us all.
And who mentioned that? Yeah.
The guy.
The main guy.
Who looked an awful lot like Greg Grunberg.
Right.
Yeah.
His name was Kevin or something.
Ken. Something like that.
Carrie. Kelton.
Steve.
His name was Steve. So
all these characters had really generic names that were really hard to... forget, obviously.
Right. Oh, and then the one chick's pregnant, but no one knows that she's pregnant yet, so keep that in mind, too.
The main guy, Carrie Steve's girlfriend, is pregnant. Taylor. Her name was Taylor.
Yeah. She's pregnant.
Right. But nobody knows.
And then there's a black guy. And, like I said, spoiler alert, two black guys, they didn't die first.
They didn't die first.
Nope, the white guy died first.
Which white guy?
One tried to rip the shit out of his head.
Oh, that's true. Then he tried to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was with the black guy, and they were drug dealers.
Yes. So everybody was automatically... I think that's why she went so apeshit on him in the beginning, the chick with the yellow shirt, Tara.
Yeah.
She was
suspicious.
Yeah. He was like, he's a drug dealer.
He's like, we gotta be...
Did you say because he's black?
No.
Oh. I was like, what the fuck?
Because... No, because the white guy, when he was pulling the shit out of his head, he's like, you told us we had to be hard. You told us we had to be, you know, tough for this. All that, and you know, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, that's why she was suspicious, and that's why she was pissed, and that's why she jumped on him and was like, tell us what we need to know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So where were they? They decided...
beat the hell out of the black guy.
Oh, they decided to do half and half.
Right.
So they decided once the chick had her stupid idea about the letting the time run out and they figured out the poison thing, they all decided to do half and half. So they said, okay, we'll all do half of our time now, and then we'll start over again and do the second half so we can give ourselves like a little bit of time to rest or we can recover. We can think about different ideas of how to create all this pain or whatever.
So then they go on a drawing system.
Which was way too drawn out. As like in a filmmaker mindset, like her writing in blood the numbers on each one of those pieces of tile and then like putting them in there. And they shattered a plate and the pieces of plate.
That was stupid.
It was really stupid. But they showed everything. Like they showed her writing on it and then rewriting and then they showed everybody drawing and every single number. Then they went around the room and they showed everybody holding up their number. Right. I'm like, that was way too drawn out.
Right. Way.
Like, you could have just shown 3 seconds of somebody drawing a number on a plate or on a piece of a plate or whatever, and then showed them holding the numbers up at the end. Because a smart person would be watching that movie and being like, okay, they figure out what they're doing. You don't have to show all that.
Right, yeah. Well, clearly whoever made this movie wasn't super intelligent.
The amateur.
Right.
Amateur.
So, they do the drawing, and then Surfer Hick Dude gets his number first.
He draws first.
Right. And he takes his shirt off, and he's covered in fucking scars.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of fucked up.
Right.
And
so remember
What do they do to him? What do they do to him?
They put an iron
on his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yep.
So here's where my biggest problem with the movie came in.
Right.
When they put the iron on the stomach, you see that little meter going from 14% or wherever it was up.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the iron comes off of the stomach,
it stops.
The last time I checked, pain doesn't stop hurting until way after, especially if you have an iron on your goddamn stomach.
Days,
months, weeks, every time you move, every time you sit down, every time you do stuff like that. I mean, holy shit, right?
Right. So you would think this would be gradually, at least like ticks, like parts of a percentage,
right,
like would be going up, but...
And then their whole thing of ripping people's fingernails off. I mean, come on.
Right. That's not necessarily the most painful thing you can do.
Well, I mean, it hurts like a motherfucker, but...
Right. Yeah. I think they
did it for the gross out factor.
Right.
Because, you know, when you see someone getting their fingernail ripped off, you're like, oh, you know, because it hurts. Because everybody's, you know, broken nail or twisted one back, so they have an idea of the pain. So
yeah.
They can relate.
Right.
No one's had an iron shoved on their stomach, you know.
Very true. Or a screwdriver stabbed in their kneecap.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then they're going through, and then they do, like, the next two or three people, and it's just kind of...
Don't worry about the guy that took the Oxycontins.
Well, that's true.
Couldn't get him to hurt because he took the Oxycontins.
Right, and it was his girlfriend, the pregnant girlfriend, that gave him to him.
Right.
Yeah, Carrie Steve, whatever his name is.
I want to know where Tara drilled his ass.
Oh, that's true. She had that big hand-cranked drill.
Yeah, and she's like, don't grab the drill. And he's like, please stop.
Yeah.
But there's no hole in him anywhere.
Yeah, and they didn't show it. So, yeah. Because they had the camera on the girlfriend the whole time. Because she was like, oh my God. Because she was realizing what she had done.
Right.
When she did it. She wanted to do a good thing and make it so he wouldn't be in pain. But also, that's the whole idea.
Right. I think they should have just all had sex. That would have been a much better idea.
Oh, such a better movie.
Yeah. That would have been more in tune.
It would have been Violate. That's what it would have been. So, what happens after that? Everybody's just hurting themselves.
Right. They get through hurting them, and then... It's the one girl's turn, the good-looking blonde chick with big boobs, and she runs away.
Oh, she runs off,
she doesn't want to do it.
And they have to find her.
Tara and Hick Surfer Dude.
Hick Surfer Dude.
And torture her.
Yeah.
And then it's the pregnant girl's turn. And
oh, yes. Everybody decides that they're not going to let anything happen to her, and everybody's going to get their fucking collarbone broken instead.
No, that was way late in the movie. That was at the end.
No.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Because then they start putting their hands in boiling water and all kinds of weird.
So, the three, let's see here. No. And then it was the Tara bitch's turn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, she starts running her mouth saying no one's going to touch her and that they're just going to hurt the black guy more from the beginning until he's dead. And then
the first guy that got hurt.
Right. Yeah. And then the other guy, the friend of that was camping, socks mm-hmm. that bitch in the mouth, and she deserved it.
Right.
Yeah. So while she's out cold,
they take her down, tie her down.
No, not yet. They go in the kitchen and dunk their arms in the boiling water.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then
while
she attacks the shit out of them.
While she's knocked out. Oh, yeah.
She attacks them, tries to kill the black guy, and then they go tie her ass down to the fucking table. The black guy just has at her.
Right.
Then Tara kills Sam, who's black guy's girlfriend.
Black guy's girlfriend, Sam.
Gets it in
the
neck,
standing
right
really
the
close,
jugular.
And Tara pulls out a knife and just starts waving it around and gets Sam in the neck, and Sam dies pretty much immediately.
Right. So he's
all kinds of pissed off.
Monkey Ranch busts the bitch's teeth out.
Yep.
That was pretty awesome, her spitting her teeth out.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get rid of that.
Yeah.
And then they're at like 86% after having their way with her. So.
Right. Then the collarbone part.
Right. So they break all their collarbones. Now we're ending the movie.
Now it's at 100%.
Right.
And it gives them instructions on the same screen where it says, go to this area and you'll get your vials extracted.
Which I caught right at the beginning of the first person that got their vial extracted, that it only took the one vial off. It didn't take both of them. Caught that immediately.
Yeah.
It was like, huh.
So you see very, very briefly, very, very, discretionarily that it's only taking the drug vial off and not the poison vial.
Right.
So then
they can
try
only
to hide
go out
it.
Of the door one at a time. It's like a rotating door.
Right.
And then when they're in the hallway, everything's working.
Right. They're just waiting for everybody to come through.
Okay. Then Taylor.
The pregnant chick is the last one to come through besides the first guy who had his leg broken.
Right. He can't walk, so she's trying to drag him. But before her boyfriend goes through, she hands him a screwdriver, says you never know what's on the other side of that door.
Right.
So. Does kind of twist at the end.
Okay, I'm going to address that right now. Way too many twists.
Yes.
It's like, hey, how about a twist? Or a twist here? Hey,
I'm all for
how about
twist.
Another twist?
How about one
bet you didn't
twist.
See this coming. It's a twist.
Right. And then at the end, another twist.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking red mine. It starts at the beginning, goes to the end. All the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Way unnecessary. We'll talk about that in a second.
Ending's, getting out of the house, pretty lame, but they get on the other side, surfer hick dude's all crazy, he's part of it.
Surfer dude
scars.
Is the one that is part of the whole shenanigan.
He's been through five of these now, they get to the outside, he cuts up all the other people that are out there, kills them.
Except for Carrie Steve.
Right, Carrie Steve Ken. He's on the other side, and he's like, why would you do this? And follows him into a room where he activates the poison in all of them. And for some reason, Carrie Steve Ken doesn't die of the poison.
Well,
he's taking
first
pills
thing,
on a counter and sucking thingies.
No, yeah. The surfer dude guy has the manual extractor. This is like, was it like a gun? He puts to the back of his head, and it has like this thing that pulled the poison one off. So he had a manual extractor that he used, and he set it on the table.
And
so then.
That part.
The Carrie Steve guy, he was like...
After he kills the surfer dude with the
He took that screwdriver that Taylor gave him, kills the surfer dude guy.
All prison style, man. He was like short shanks, just like... Ah!
Like blood in, blood out, just... Yeah. Dow, dow, dow.
That was pretty epic. Anyways, then he comes around, tries to...
So then he takes the manual extractor, takes his own off, and then he takes that out,
tries
to help
his
friend.
Body, fails.
Fails.
Tries to get his girlfriend, and I thought he left prematurely, man. That was pretty...
He couldn't get back in, but then he was like, fuck it.
I mean, come on, man.
He gave up way too easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway, so then he gets out of this warehouse.
Yeah, so he opens the door, like one of those, like, those bar door handles that you, like, you push, and it's
like
a put, like a school or something, yeah. So it opens out into the light.
It just goes away.
And then it just goes away.
Then it cuts to Carrie Steve Ken.
So the next thing you see, is him in a diner, all
waffles.
Tatted up.
Yeah, because his girlfriend liked dolphin tattoos.
So he got a bunch of dolphin tattoos.
And he's at the diner and ordering waffles.
Right.
That's what they're famous for.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who he sees?
He sees the chick with the gas can
from
the beginning. Twist number one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I guess twist number one was the part where... Oh, we didn't even talk about that part. Where Taylor was the last person in there, and the guy with the broken leg dies, and the percentage goes back down. Because when you die, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Wait, if you die, the percentage goes back down because it doesn't count because they're not getting anything from you anymore.
Yeah.
And so she's in there alone with him. This is twist number one.
She fucks herself up, man. She puts bleach on her burn-ass arm.
Yeah, because she has to make up the percentage to get it back to 100%.
Right.
So she can get out.
Yeah, crazy.
Which is probably why she dies at the end, because she's all kinds of messed up.
Yeah.
Because she had to do all the regular stuff plus that extra to herself.
She put a hot plate on her ass and everything.
Yep.
Hey, yeah. But then, he follows that bitch to her Escalade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the guy in the, Carrie Steve in the diner, sees the girl with the gas can. He's like, oh, I got your number. So
he
follows
her. I think he'd been there.
You think so? No, he acted way too surprised.
No, hell no. Because the bitch at the diner was like, you're just going to get the waffles. And he's overlooking that goddamn gas station that they were at. He's been there every day since.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah, getting them waffles. Because
it's the same gas station.
Yeah.
Because she parks in the same spot.
And he's like, well, I want your special. And then I remember she's like, you're just going to get the waffles. And he's like, okay, well, give me the waffles. And then
that's
right,
true.
He says that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bam! There she is. And he's like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. It's go time.
So
he follows
her. Bonks her head up off the muffin and Escalade.
Yeah, yeah. He startles her. She goes back or whatever. She's trying to kidnap more people.
Right.
And so he's like, hey, surprise, bitch. And so he smacks her head against the car and puts her in the trunk. And then he hops in her car.
Turns on some death metal and says, I love this song.
And drives away.
End the movie.
So it's like, what is he going to do? Twist number three.
Well, he's going to fuck her.
Well, obviously.
She was a cougar. Why wouldn't he?
his girlfriend's dead, so.
Exactly. Pregnant girlfriend, even. How do they kill a pregnant girl? That's just wrong.
That is pretty messed up. As far as movies go, even like torture horror. Like, yeah, so that movie, not super good.
I gave it 2 stars.
Out of how many?
5.
Oh, out of 5. 5-star scale?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 stars.
Well,
star.
That's what Netflix is, 5-star scale, so I'm going to go 2.
That's true.
And
this
that's
movie,
what I rated it.
This movie is available on Netflix. Yes. I should have said it at the beginning in case you wanted to watch
most
it
of
before
we
settle this.
Most of be on Netflix, so.
Most of, yeah, because we both have Hulu and Netflix and have a select amount of DVDs and Blu-rays, but
right.
That's mostly where we watch all our movies, so.
That's where you can find all sorts of fuckered up movies.
Or you could just look for it wherever you have it, and if you can't find it, then you can't find it. But, yeah, that movie, acting, subpar.
Right.
The script, not very good, kind of cheesy. Because everybody's like, you don't even know!
Yeah.
And, like, yelling, but, like, not convincingly.
Right.
And,
plot-wise,
And it so badly wanted to be Saw. It really badly wanted to be the movie Saw.
And if you really think about it, I mean, if you're going to do this shit right, I mean, come on.
I guess it'd be more like Saw 2, because wasn't Saw 2 the one where they were in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was the one that was in on it, too, in the house, remember?
Mm-hmm.
The crazy drug-out bitch.
Right.
And, I mean, if you're going to hurt yourself to get that kind of shit, there's ways to do it without, you know, really hurting somebody. I mean, you don't have to put an iron on his stomach. I mean, you could have put an iron on his shoulder. It probably would have been less, you know.
Right, but they got to pick the really obvious places where they can put prosthetics.
For the practical
effects.
Right.
I'm talking about the movie side.
Well, the stomach. How are you going to put a prosthetic on your stomach?
Well, they did. They put all that fake skin stuff on there that makes it, like, wrinkle up that looked like it was burnt and stuff.
Yeah, but their makeup was terrible, too. Because if you leave an iron on your stomach for that long, it's not going to still be pink. It's going to be bloody, nasty, disgusting mess.
Yeah. And the iron was clean when they took it off. Just little things all over the place in that movie that kind of just, like,
ruined it.
Yep.
Put Brad Pitt in and it'd be much better.
It's not going to change the script.
Yeah. Because he can act better.
Which part would he play?
Kevin Steve.
Kevin Steve?
Steve
Carey
Kevin.
Steve?
Ken.
Steve?
Steve Kevin Carey. Ken.
Steve,
Barack Obama.
Steve Carrington.
Steve Carrington. That is his name. I remember now.
All right.
Kevin E. Stevie Ken.
So that was the movie Vile.
Vile.
And it was vile both in content and...
in
movie-ness. Yes. No bueno.
No.
Not very good.
Probably won't watch it again.
But you know what we should talk about? Since we're kind of reviewing movies, that part is over.
Right.
But
Vile, terrible. Don't watch it.
Last time we hung out was like a month ago.
Yes.
And we watched Looper.
Looper, epic movie.
Which was a good movie.
Holy shit, I've seen it 3 times since you...
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's give the people a little taste of what a good movie is like.
Looper's epic. Sure, we shouldn't talk about Seven Psychopaths. So that was a nice.
We already did it.
Okay, Looper.
So we're not going to go through the whole thing like we did with the other movie for Looper, but.
But you have an all-star cast with Looper too.
True. The other one was a bunch of no names.
Right, you're going from no names, no budget to enormous budget, all names. We can't even know.
Well, I'm not trying to compare the two.
Just
I'm just
say
saying.
Win. That's all you got to talk about. All right. Win.
All right.
It was amazing.
Looper wins.
If you haven't seen Looper, just go see it.
See Looper. It's a like kind of crime drama slash time travel, futuristic, all kinds of craziness.
Even the past in the future is in the future.
Right, from now.
Right.
Yeah, I follow you.
The present time in the movie is more future than now.
Correct.
Right. Because the future in the past isn't the future.
What?
Yeah. Yes. It makes sense if you think about it.
And if you have only seen like the trailers or whatever and you're kind of skeptical about the movie and like what it's going to be like, the trailers only show like really what's in the first like 45 minutes of the movie.
Right.
Like if you pay attention to the trailer and you see the little kid is a very key part of the whole rest of the movie from like halfway on. So it becomes a whole different kind of thing. It's like, it's almost like it gets to the halfway point and becomes a different movie.
Yes.
With like some of the same kind of plot things that are kind of hanging on, but it becomes something completely different.
Right.
Which is really cool.
Great movie. Great
yeah.
movie. All right. Just go really see good. It. And we'll discuss it maybe if we get enough people to say they want us to discuss it.
Or sure. Or yeah. Or send a suggestion for a movie for next time or a movie for in the future at the Hotmail address, opinionriot@hotmail.com.
Right.
And we'll read it on the air and we'll say, or we'll watch it and do the same thing we did with Vile. Except
no
maybe not share all over it if it's good.
I have seen Zombie Strippers.
Zombie Strippers is pretty epic.
No, it is absolutely terrible.
Is it terrible or is it so bad that it's good?
It's terrible. I have watched
every
movie.
You see a lot of zombie boobs in it, though.
On Netflix.
Pretty good.
With the word zombie in it anywhere. So.
But you can't do that, though, because there's some zombie movies that don't have the word zombie in the title.
Well, no.
Like Doghouse.
I've seen Doghouse, though.
Yeah,
if
watched
you put
it with
in
you.
Zombie in description, guess what? It pulls up Doghouse.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did. I put up zombie, and it was all like, here's 800 movies. Watch them all.
Okay, so what's your favorite zombie movie? Ever.
Not a movie. Walking Dead.
Doesn't count.
Well, it's fucking amazing.
We can talk about Walking Dead in a second.
Okay,
we talked about it a little bit on the last show. What's your favorite zombie movie?
Wow.
You want me to tell you mine?
I think I'm going to go old school.
Dude, go old school.
28 hours later.
28 hours later?
Right. That was the first one, right?
Wasn't it 28 days later?
Well, no, the first one was 28 hours, I thought.
No, I think it goes days and then weeks.
And then months. And then Island.
What?
Yeah, there's all sorts of them up.
Did they have TV movies that followed or something?
I don't know, it was stupid. Or 28 days later.
Direct to DVD?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite.
It was Cillian Murphy, where he wakes up. And he's like, oh my god, where'd everybody go? And then, like, there's zombies and stuff. That has a lot of parallels with the beginning of Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
where the guy in a hospital
really
has a hospital gown on,
right.
walking around, everybody's gone, doesn't know what happened.
And it makes you think, because you're like, you know, most zombie movies are zombie movies, you know, they're just like, it starts with zombies and ends with zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not starting normal and then, oh shit, here's zombies. It's like, you don't think about that part. You don't think about the beginning. Where you're like,
yeah, most of them.
That's why Walking Dead had me all sorts of fucking creeped out. I was like, make me really think zombies could happen.
You know, Rich said that on the last podcast too. He was watching Walking Dead, and then he's like, I didn't want to get up and go out and have a smoke because I was like, oh my god, there might be zombies out there.
Yes, I have enough guns to take care of them though.
Oh, we're not getting into that discussion.
Sword, win.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about that. Swords. Never run out of bullets.
Why can't we talk about guns?
Because we talked about guns on the last podcast, and I don't want it to be identical from last time.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I wasn't here. So. No,
you didn't listen either.
About 10 minutes of it. I was on the
We
shitter.
Don't talk about the guns. We don't talk about guns in the first 10 minutes.
Alrighty then.
So your favorite zombie movie is
28 Days Later.
Okay, right. Which some people would actually argue is not really a zombie movie, because it's a virus.
God damn it! Why do people have to do that?
Do you rope them all in together? Like it doesn't really matter. Oh, if there's people that are acting like zombies, then it's a zombie movie.
Well, yeah, because if you watch The Walking Dead, technically those are
viruses,
right? Because yeah. Everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true.
Right.
So I think, yeah, I think traditionally if you said
House
that...
House of the Dead was a good zombie movie too, though.
Yeah.
Old ass fucking House of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah. Not the remake.
Right.
Yeah, I think if you qualified a zombie as in somebody who's died and then there had been time that passed and then they'd come back to life and they want to eat brains, that's a zombie. But now it's becoming so much more. Yeah, more. It's creeping further and further into the gray area where it's like this person has a virus, or this person is just crazy, or this person, like, just wants to bite people, or this person wants to kill other people. Like it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're getting more into the virus thing and all that too, because they're trying to make people think because they. Because
it seems more real.
Right. They're trying to make the government look more corrupt and. That it could actually happen and try to make it
right
more realistic.
Which is not completely crazy either, no. Because like there's you know that there are some scientists somewhere in the world that
trying
are messing
it.
Around well, not even necessarily that, but they're messing around with stuff that they probably shouldn't be and they're not telling anybody about it
right.
Except for people that are signing their checks.
Right. Well,
so
look at
like
the zombies.
Who knows?
The zombies.
Zombies?
Yeah. The bees that they made zombies.
What?
They brought them back from the dead. They killed them and then brought them back.
Elaborate. I don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't heard about the bees that they killed and brought back to life?
No.
Oh. Yeah. They killed these bees, put them in a death state, they were dead, and then brought them back. And they were very lethargic and very zombie-like.
So it's like a reanimator, but with bees.
Right.
It's kind of That's weird. A real thing.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing all kinds of stuff all over the place.
And
where
then
they're
cloning...
Well, that's a whole other can of worms.
Right, but it all falls under the same thing that makes
right.
you more likely to believe a zombie
You're
story.
You're messing with...
Something that you don't want to be messing with.
Right.
What was that show I was watching? God damn it, what was it? It had a great quote in it. It said, never ask a question that you don't want to know the answer to.
Right. Yeah.
What the hell was that? I just seen that on something.
I don't know. People say that all the time, though.
Yeah, but it's on a movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember.
Okay. Well, you remember that.
I need my Netflix account in front of me.
And I'll tell you what my favorite zombie movie of all
Go.
Time is. It's going to sound stupid.
Go.
But it was really important, and I really, really enjoyed it because it was the time of my life which I watched it.
Go.
The remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead is pretty good.
From 2004, from Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was really, really, really well made. And at the time that I saw it, I hadn't seen the original. And so it was kind of all new, the whole idea, you know, them holding up in a mall, all that kind of stuff or whatever.
Right.
And it was kind of, you know, 2004, it was still like a new idea to have zombies be really fast,
yeah.
Which was cool.
It was supposed to be slow and lethargic. And
it was, yeah, it was cool. It was different. It was maybe a little scarier. But I loved, you know, the gruesomeness of it. Because, you know, I think 2004, I was like 17, 18, so I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Blood everywhere. Which I still kind of am.
Well,
but
so am I. The gruesomer the movie, I don't care what the plot's like, I don't care what the acting like. If you have good makeup artists to make that shit look disgusting, I'm all about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I enjoy that every once in a while, too, where I like seek it out. I'm like, I want to see something really, really nasty.
Really just fucked.
Yeah. Because... Yeah. I'm convinced that I can't be any more desensitized than I am right now.
There
so.
Is no way. The only things that still irk me in movies is rape scenes, and those still just send chills.
Yeah.
But pretty much handled.
But I think if anybody has the balls to put a rape scene in their movie, that's the feeling they're trying to get you to feel.
Right.
Is that, oh, God, this is fucking terrible, and I want to turn this off. Like, that's the feeling that they're wanting to make you feel. Yeah. Because not everybody puts a rape scene in their movie. It's like, it's very rare. And the reason they do it is because of that.
Yeah, and it takes a special certain kind of people to be able to sit through it, too.
True. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a difference, too, of just, like, sitting through it and then also being, like, totally nonchalant about it and being like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's really giving it to her, isn't he? Just laughing or something like that. That's completely different. But, like, if you know, you're just sitting there and you're just kind of, like, understanding that it's part of the movie and, yeah, it's still tough to watch, but... And now we have to take a baby break. Okay, and we are back. We had to take a quick baby break because Josh has a son here and he was taking a nap, but decided to wake up, so we had to pause for just a second. But we are back, and when we left you, I think we were talking about... rape in movies, so we're going to take a sharp left turn and change subjects. So, are there video games that you're playing at the moment, Josh?
Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2?
Yep.
That's just every time, all the time?
Pretty much.
Okay. Are you playing multiplayer?
Yep.
Okay.
And zombies.
Prestiging?
And zombies. No, I don't prestige.
Oh.
Prestiging bags, I play too much.
Oh. Oh, okay. So you just, zombies are in the game?
Yes.
Okay. So you shoot zombies?
Yes.
Over and over again?
Right.
Okay.
Endless swarms of them.
Gotcha.
You and three other players. Actually, there's new game modes now, but yeah. You and three other players are in a place, and you shoot endless swarms of zombies.
And you play that every time?
Well... I mean, I'll play multiplayer, and then I'll get bored and play zombies, and then I'll get bored and play multiplayer some more.
Okay.
But yeah, shooting zombies is fun.
Yep. And I know you're a first-person shooter guy.
Right.
That's your thing. Like, what is it about that kind of game style that, I guess, speaks to you? I know a lot of people are in the same boat, but...
Competition and just... I don't know, it's... fun. I can't explain it. I just like them more than anything else.
Okay. Yeah, know, yeah.
Racing games now are getting pretty out there as far as whether I want to play them or not.
Hmm.
I haven't really liked racing games since Gran Turismo 2, so...
It's been a while.
Yeah. Because traction control and the controls and too much shit added to the cars, it's...
Well, yeah, most of the games you can turn all that stuff off, though.
Yeah, but then it doesn't handle realistically. And, Gran Turismo 2 had it down.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. And Forza is pretty awesome, but I don't condone Xbox, so.
Okay. are you a GTA guy?
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
I haven't played one since San Andreas, so.
Yeah. You didn't play with 3 or 4?
No.
Okay, because there's a new one coming out.
I mean, I like the titles. They're fun to mess around with. I don't really like the missions and things like that, so...
Yeah.
I just go more for the...
Just open world, yeah. Just doing whatever you want to do.
And that's cool. I mean, the open world thing's pretty awesome, so...
Mm-hmm. Just asking, because I'm playing a game called Sleeping Dogs right now. Have you heard of that?
No, but you were downloading it last time I was here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, I've been playing quite a bit of that. And it's like a GTA clone, kind of... Except you play an undercover cop that's in Hong Kong, and so everybody drives on the other
side of the road.
The other side of the road.
The wrong side.
Well, most of the everywhere else in the world drives on that side of the road.
Actually, that's untrue, sir. Only 17 countries drive on that side of the road.
17?
17.
What? How do you know that there's 17?
Because I just had this argument with a kid at work, and I was like, no, you're wrong, and I looked it up, and no,
he, oh, okay, he was if not you looked
wrong,
it up,
I was
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah, so that's That's pretty fun. They got a hand-to-hand combat system that's a lot like the Batman games. So they have like a counter button, and they have multiple moves you can do based on how many times you push whichever button and all that kind of stuff. So having fun with that. So are there any games that you're looking forward to that are coming out?
Not really. I mean, the only game I look forward to every year is the new Call of Duty. So, I mean, I go to the game store and they try to sell me on something, but I always end up pissed off and spending $60 on a goddamn game that I played for 3 hours and gave up on.
Yeah. That can be frustrating.
Yeah. I did that with Dead Island, probably the worst game ever. I did that with Need for Speed. I don't remember which one it was. The realistic racing one. The second one of that. It was terrible.
The Shift?
Yeah, Need for Speed Shift 2. That game sucked. First one wasn't bad. Second one they ruined.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm all about the controller, you know, acceleration, everything being on your D-pad, and steering being with analog, and, you know, they're making you use your R2, L2 for start and stop, and you can't change it.
Oh, okay. You didn't want to adapt to...
No.
I feel you.
But, no, really not. I mean, you hear rumors of all these games that come out, and they're supposed to be amazing, and then you go play them, and you're just disappointed. I think Far Cry 3 was the last one I pre-ordered, and I never picked it up, so...
Yeah. I totally understand what you mean about the not getting your money's worth out of it and how frustrating that is. Because there have been times in the past that have happened, and I still remember them. Like, I bought... It's stupid, but I bought the game Tarzan on the PlayStation 1 a long, long time ago. And I bought it brand new. I paid $50 for it. I saved up my allowance money to pay for it. And then I got it home, and I literally beat it in 3 hours.
Yeah.
I sat down with the PlayStation. I beat it in 3 hours. And I was like, this is $50 worth? I don't think so.
That's how I always was. I mean, I'd buy a game, and it was done in, you know, a day. And back then, you didn't have the replay value of online play. You had played the game, and you were done. You know, now, at least, you beat your Call of Duty, you go play online for endless hours, and you can never... You know, you're never going to
Right, because you're playing with other people, and it's different people mostly all the time. And
right. So, I mean, the replay value on games now is definitely better, but still, if the game sucks in the first place, then it's not going to be better online. So,
yeah.
But no, I know what you're talking about. I remember I bought Swamp Thing for regular Nintendo, man. I mean, back in the day. Mm-hmm. I remember that. The shit was $19.99, dude. You know how long it took me to save $19.99 when I was like 6 years old?
A long time.
Oh, goddamn long time. Mm-hmm. That was back when you took the slip up to the front at Toys R Us, pulled it out, and you were all like, I'm going to go up front and get this. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. Game. So. I had to do that when I got my PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
That was back when Toys R Us was like that.
Yeah.
I remember because I had to...
And
save
games
up.
Were in the back right corner of the store, and now they're in the front left corner.
Oh,
left corner.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But, I remember that my mom said I had to save up half of the amount of a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And
which was like,
I think it was like,
then, man.
I think it was like $100 total, or like maybe $150. And so I saved up half, and she was really surprised and was like, oh, my God, now I actually have to follow through and take into the store to get this.
Yeah.
And so we went there, and I got a PlayStation 1, and the game I got with it was Croc. And it was the same thing where you had to take the slip of paper up to the front and everything to get it. And they still have that with some of their bigger items even now, like with their swing sets and big pools and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have the slip system. But
no, I did. Yeah, that was the way to do it, though.
Yeah. And we kind of had this conversation on the last one, too, me and Richard, where, like, the content in games is a lot different now than it was. I mean, like, the heart and soul that the game developers put into it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
look at games like, what was that big one that came out right about the time Black Ops did? A lot of people were really into, I never played it, but... Elder Scrolls or...
Oh, the Skyrim?
Yeah, that game.
Yeah.
I mean, people were all into that. So, and the people that made the game, I mean, when they released it, they were in, like, tears. And yeah, you don't see that back in the day. They just made games to make entertainment. Now people make games as part of their life.
Well, you just made the opposite point of what I said. I was just saying that's very rare now. Where you have people that put that much heart and soul into games. Like, usually, like, now it's just kind of like cookie cutter stuff where it's like,
You don't think so? Oh, no, I see it completely the opposite. Cookie cutter was back then. I mean, when you only had 3 or 4 pixels to work with back then. I mean, now you have unlimited amounts of things you can.
Well, now you're just talking graphically, though. I was talking about, like, as a big picture. Like,
look at some of the storylines that people follow.
The characters.
Look at the Call of Duty series alone, the storylines in those. They're all connected. All of them. People, you know, use their screen names and their email addresses as monikers off of Call of Duty. I mean, look at Halo and whoever that damn guy is off Halo.
Master Chief?
Yeah, I mean, these people have personalities. Mario didn't have a goddamn personality. He just jumped on flagpoles and princesses.
That's true. But didn't you feel like you were just as connected to Mario?
No.
You didn't?
No, I mean, the players in the game now are, you know, more memorable. They're more of a presence. They talk to you. When you played Mario, did Mario return and have a whole scene before you went into the game that he talked to you and said, okay, we're going to go through this tunnel, and then we're going to jump over these flying mushroom things, and then we're going to land on Bowser? No.
Well, some of them did have, like, story stuff, like, before them, where they'd have screens and it would pop up little, like, dialogue windows or boxes and stuff and kind of tell
like
story.
Now,
and
I mean, you have almost a real person in front of you talking to you, telling you about what's going to happen and telling you all sorts of cool stuff, so.
I guess you have a point, yeah. That there is.
Don't get me wrong, I love old video games, but, I mean, people spend endless hours making these games now. Before, it was a little easier.
Right. So. Well, and technology has aided that a lot, too, where it's just, you know, which kind of coincides with the graphics thing, where it's just, it's easier to make a game really good.
Right.
I think, so.
Well, I don't know about that, because if that was the case, there'd be a lot more better games out there, and there's not.
That's true. Also true. Right.
So.
This crow tastes good. Anyways, okay, so I think kind of the last thing that I want to touch upon with you is that we are going to Comic-Con in Portland, Oregon, in less than a month. Wizard World Comic-Con.
Yes.
And we're going down there for the weekend. And
party like it's 1999.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we're going to party like it's 1997 then.
I was like 15 in 1999. I didn't party very hard.
Because I was 16. What's up?
So I wanted to ask you. You and I went to Comic Con last year in Seattle.
Yes.
And you agreed to come back and go to this one. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what you enjoyed about last year, what you want to look for this year, what's got you coming back to it.
Last year was fun. Lots of interesting people there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just to see the people behind what, you know, movies or everything that stems off comics goes further than that. I mean,
right.
The Walking Dead started as a book and a comic series. Look at the Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, everybody, they all stem from that. So to see the people that...
The movies all, right, yeah, yeah.
To see the people that started those... Be pretty awesome. I know you're seeing Stan Lee, so
yes,
he's hand of credit for a lot of that. So
indeed, a lot. Yeah, most of it.
Yeah,
yeah. I have a VIP pass, so I'll be meeting Stan Lee, getting his autograph, and going to see his panel, all that kind of stuff. So I will definitely be reporting back on how that goes, meeting Stan the man Lee himself, Excelsior, and yeah, I'll be posting tons and tons of pictures that we take. The picture I get with Stan Lee, any pictures we take during the show and everything will be up on the Facebook page, Tumblr page, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. And it's just boy time, so.
Yes. Time away from the wife and kids. Not that that's bad, you know. But
right.
We need our nerd out guy time.
Yeah.
For sure. So, And it's also a Wizard World Con. It's not going to be exactly the same as the one in Seattle, so I'm kind of curious to see what the differences are and that kind of stuff. So it seems like the Wizard World is a little more celebrity-based, and the one and the Comic-Con in Seattle has a lot of...
Artists.
Yeah, writers, that kind of stuff. Very, very comic book-rooted people.
Right.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting. And also, I don't know if there'll be the same kind of booths and stuff with, like, people with indie comics and that kind of stuff. People are just trying to, like, throw their own stuff out there, being like, hey, I made this. It's, you know, I think it's cool. Check it out.
And I think something that we should have people send comments in and stuff for is, since you are not going as Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah. We are, we're trying to think of something to dress up as for, day two of the Comic-Con.
Right.
So we just kind of...
It wasn't going to be a Bruce Banner-Tony Stark duo, but...
It was going to be that, yeah.
Goatee right, so...
But I can't get my goatee right, and my hair looks like shit, so... I don't make a very good Tony Stark. So, we'll have to think of something else. So if you have a suggestion, or...
And don't, you know, tell us to be Teletubbies or anything, because that's not going to work.
No. I don't know where you'd find that costume.
I don't have the body to be a Teletubby.
Yeah, they're very short. Yeah. So.
Suggestions, you know, would be helpful so we can get our gears going in our heads. So.
Yeah. Maybe something you've done in the past or something that you just think would be cool or whatever. And like I said, we'll be taking lots of pictures and stuff. So if we end up dressing up as what you suggest or dressing up, I mean, like, probably at all, then we'll just be taking lots of pictures in general. So,
right.
Are you planning on expanding your Hulk comic collection?
Probably.
Okay, that's cool.
I almost have all the comics so they can stand up in the box.
Nice. They can almost stand up by themselves. So what is like 10, 12?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Shut up. I think I have more than that.
Yeah.
I do believe I have one that you don't have, though.
What do you mean?
It's in a big plastic case.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yellow banner on the top of it.
Yeah.
I don't think you have any of those. So
no. Not yet.
Who needs to expand their collection?
I do. I definitely need some CGC graded signature comics, for sure.
The shelf that's almost as tall as I am is not enough.
No. Yeah, it's almost, I think that's like 1,300, something like that, 1,300 comics. So.
I have 13, so.
Yeah. But you do have one that's CGC rated,
yeah.
Signature Series, which is really cool.
Which scored 9.8, might add.
Yeah. So I'm planning on getting a comic book signed by Stan Lee and having that done to it, so we'll see how that turns out in... However long. How long did it take for yours? It was like May.
Fuck.
May when it showed up or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a couple months. Because they get backed up, especially after the cons.
That shit took... They said...
It went in March, beginning of March.
No way. It took over.
No, I think it showed up in the middle of June.
Yeah.
So it was like...
Three months.
Of March, April, May, middle of June. So like at least 3.5 months before it showed up. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how my comics get. Yeah.
Maybe Stanley will trip them up and wipe his ass with them and say, you know what, I give up. You nerds need to go away.
I think he has a little more respect for his own work than that, but that's just me.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just. Yes.
The two comics I plan on getting signed are Tales of Suspense number 97, the first appearance of Whiplash. And also Iron Man number 100 from Volume 1. So.
Why don't you have Iron Man number 1 from Volume 1?
Because it's really expensive.
Yeah, but if you had Stanley sign it, it'd be even more expensive.
You're not telling me something I don't already know. I wish I could get it. I don't have the funds.
Cross some nuts.
It doesn't have anything to do with my nuts or their fortitude.
Take out a loan.
That's ridiculous.
It is, but that's okay. You had it hanging on your wall right here. It would probably get stolen.
Well, only if people knew that it was in there.
Well, I would know it here, so.
You would steal it? That's so nice.
Who could go buy a Lamborghini.
Probably
not worth that much.
No.
Maybe like $10.
$10? No. If I had number one.
Yeah, $10.
Signed by Stanley. It was graded.
$17.
Maybe like $1,700.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's weak.
Well, it's not like, if you get like the first appearance of Iron Man, like Tales of Suspense number 39, then.
Then we're talking like 1,800.
No, maybe like 18,000.
18 G's? Damn, that's not even a Lamborghini yet.
Only if it's in really, really good condition. If it's in like okay condition, it's like maybe 6 or 7, maybe less. So, but still, that's absolutely crazy for a book that has comic book characters in it. Right. If you think about it, objectively, yes. People paying that amount of money for a comic book.
Well, people pay that for stamps, so there's really no objective looking at it.
That's true, and people have been collecting stamps just as long or longer. So, people have been collecting lots of weird shit for a long time. And people pay astronomical amounts for a lot of different things.
This is the only
coins.
One made. Yeah, coins.
Like, this coin says 5 cents on it, but I'm paying $5,000 for it.
Right. It's like that guy that was on that damn show, Cajun Pawn Stars, had.
Wait. Cajun Pawn Stars.
Right. Yeah.
So Pawn Stars.
In Cajun.
In Cajun?
Yeah, it's okay. A country. It's in Jamaica. But, anyways. No, he brings in a numerically, what were they? They're one number off of each other.
Sequential,
that's yep. What I was looking for. $5,000 bills and $10,000 bills. So he had 20.
In U.S. currency?
Right, he had $30,000 in total.
Uh-huh.
They offered him $1 million for it.
Uh-huh.
It's $30,000,
mm-hmm.
Not $1 million. What
right.
Makes them so special?
Because they're rare.
Who gives a rat's
nose? I mean, I was speaking, of course, in hyperbole, but, like, because people pay, like, it's, you know, it's stupid to say that this is only worth 5 cents because it only says 5 cents on it. If it's the only one ever that exists in the whole entire world, then, of course, if somebody wants it, they're going to pay more for it. It's supply and demand. But, you know.
Stupid.
Well, it might be stupid to you, but somebody who's really fanatical about coins might be like, I really want this coin.
Can that coin jerk you off at night?
No?
Then you don't spend that much for it.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything that you get that excited about? Like, that you would spend...
A Ferrari. I'd do disgusting things for a Ferrari. There's probably no limit.
Like, go to Italy and pay full price?
Sure. Or give a man fellatio, either way.
Well, I didn't ask about that.
Said disgusting things.
What is he? Is he paying for it in return?
Yeah, he's just gonna buy me a Ferrari.
Oh, that's good. You deal, must be pretty good, because those are expensive.
Yeah, but you know, no guy's ever gonna come up and ask you that. And if they do, you're fucked. I mean, he already said you would. So.
Because I'm just saying, like, he could probably get that from a hooker for like $25.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, you know, like hypothetically. You know, I love when people do that, too. We were talking about this at work, where people are like, man, I'd suck a dick for that. You know, you just got to jump to the worst-case scenario. You can't be like, dude, I'd eat bugs for that, you know?
Right, that's true. Because
that doesn't show how much you want it.
That's
you're
true.
Like, I'll suck dick for it. They're like,
wow, he's serious.
He really wants one of those.
That's true.
Nobody's like, I would eat a 3-day-old cupcake for that with mold on it. No.
Like, that, he's not really that serious. But if you jump to... The gobble gobble.
The
then,
gobble gobble.
Then you're like, dude, this guy.
This guy's fucking serious about wanting that.
That's true.
Yeah, because eating bugs ain't nothing. I do that shit for fun.
Depends on the bug.
Yeah, true. If it's a bug,
if you're like,
that has a big penis.
eat this potato bug, or eat this brown and clue spider, or know, a scorpion.
Scorpion.
A scorpion's not a bug. I'm a retard.
Neither is a spider.
Well,
they're both
some arachnids. People call them bugs.
They're actually both arachnids.
I know they're arachnids.
Arachnids.
Because they have 8 legs. That's what constitutes an arachnid.
And eyes.
I don't think it has anything to do with eyes. Anyways, put your phone away. There's no fact checking on this show.
Okay, leave comments about whether an arachnid has 8 eyes or not.
You don't have to do that.
You do. But yeah.
You would eat bugs.
I would.
For... Before you...
I mean, if the guy's like, hey, eat this bug for my Ferrari or suck my dick for a Ferrari, it's not like...
You're going to eat the bug first.
Eat the bug first. And then if he's like, that wasn't enough.
then you have a different negotiation.
Right. But I feel you gotta make it look like you didn't enjoy the bug either, though. You gotta
like... And be like, oh god, this bug is terrible. This is the worst bug ever.
Right? Even if it's delicious, you'd mm-hmm. be like, oh, you'd be god, like, this
you gotta protect. Because then.
Then he's gonna be like, oh man, he went all out. He ate that bug.
He doesn't have to do the Ferrari. He doesn't have
he
to
does
do the other.
He does not have to blow me.
Yeah.
He does not have to blow me.
Yep.
But yeah, on that note.
I think it's good. Yeah, you feel about it? You feel good?
About
the podcast?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I have days off during the week.
Okay.
I got a
Sounds good.
One, but
yeah. We'll,
He's being very cooperative right now, so.
Indeed. We'll make it, we'll wrap it up with a bow for now, but, we'll do this again, for
Any
sure.
Any sponsors on the out here, dude?
No, I'd just do the Audible at the top, and then.
No Netflix or nothing?
No. Not that fancy yet.
Maybe we should have them sponsor us.
Well, I'll send an email. How about that?
Sounds fucking wonderful.
Remember, send questions or comments to the email address opinionriot@hotmail.com and tweet us or comment on Twitter @opinionriots. And don't forget to speak your mind. Go start a riot.
That was interesting.